You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Imagine if everything simply went dark and you had no sight, no vision, no sense of security, no sense of direction. This would no doubt be a scary experience. Not being able to see your next step. Not being able to identify what's in front of you, what's behind you or around you. You see, having no sight can be a frightening experience. And the reason I'm describing this physical state of blindness is because as people of faith, as born-again believers, we are told to walk by faith, not by sight, not by physical sight, that is. And so, if we're to walk in the Spirit, as Galatians 5 says, then we must realize that perception through our five senses alone is deceptive. And I find that all too often. Many of us know the verse about walking by faith and not by sight. Many of us know the verse that it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. And yet, many believers are still blind in the Spirit. Many have no sight or vision. They have no sense of security because they rely on physical locks and doors alone to protect them instead of walking by faith and believing Psalms 91 and 11, which tells us that God will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Too often, people have no sense of direction because they rely on the physical things to direct and guide them in life instead of walking by faith and believing that God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Many Christians are in this state of spiritual blindness where they can't see the doors of opportunity that God has lined up simply because they are not looking through the lens of faith. And the worst thing about it is that many believers who perceive and believe only through physical eyes will end up wrestling with other people, with their friends, co-workers, and so on, without realizing that we wrestle not with flesh and blood. We don't fight with people. We fight the spirit behind them. We fight principalities and powers and dark forces who will hide behind people. Just consider this for a moment. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 22 to 23, the Bible reads, "And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, 'Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you.' But he turned and said to Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man.'" Jesus heard what Peter said, looked at Peter, but he rebuked the devil. He rebuked the devil. You see, there are times when you have to realize that you're not fighting the person, but you're fighting the demon behind the person. You're fighting the spirit behind the person, and Jesus knew this. He knew this because he walked by faith, not by sight. And you will never discern a spirit behind a person if you're walking by your physical eyes instead of your spiritual eyes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiritual blindness means you'll never discern the demon behind the person if you're walking in the flesh. Jesus looked at Peter but spoke to Satan. He saw through Peter and discerned the spirit that was operating in Peter. Some of you need to pray for this type of discernment because you're fighting the wrong thing. You're fighting the person when you should be fighting the spirit behind them. And you can only see this. You can only perceive this if you are connected to the spirit realm. Only when your spiritual eyes of discernment are opened can you see who or what is really attacking you. The Bible also talks about sight in many different ways. The sight that a Christian needs to have is divine sight, supernatural sight, spiritual sight, sight that is brought by walking with the Holy Spirit. And we need this because, firstly, we walk by faith, not by sight, meaning that without faith, you're walking blind as a Christian. But secondly, we need our spiritual eyes to be open so that we may be able to discern. Without discernment, you're walking blind as a Christian. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14 says, "And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light." How will you be able to tell a deceiving devil posing as an angel from a real angel sent from God? You need discernment. Matthew 24, verse 24 says, "For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect." Let's not underestimate the Bible's warning here. Prophets will appear, and they will perform great signs and wonders to deceive, the Bible says. Meaning that a Christian who's spiritually blind will run and say that this is a great miracle by God, but they will be deceived. But a believer who has spiritual eyes and ears will see a miracle, but they will be sensitive to the spirit behind it. So what exactly did Jesus mean when he said, "The eye is the lamp of the body," in Matthew 6:22? When you understand why the Lord made this statement, only then can you begin to understand why it is so important to have your spiritual eyes open, your good eye open. Our eyes are the entrance to our hearts and minds, and as such, they provide a doorway to our very souls. It's not just the eyes that we see clearly, but eyes that also perceive clearly. It's not only what we see, but how we perceive what we see that makes the difference between godliness and ungodliness, between light and darkness. Bad eyes are stingy. They lust. They idolize material possessions, money, and wealth. Bad eyes produce spiritual darkness. Good eyes walk by faith. Good eyes don't see the situation around them. They see the God in the situation. Good eyes see the obstacles, but they also see a God who can overcome obstacles. Good eyes see the sin and hates the sin but loves the sinner and sees their soul. A good eye walks, sees, and perceives by faith. When we walk by faith, we are walking in the confidence of God's word. But the devil wants you to believe only what you can see through your physical eyes, when in fact, the unseen spiritual realm is more real than what you can see. So let me encourage you today. Pray that you may be given sight, spiritual discernment, in order to navigate this life. faith must be part of our everyday lifestyle. When we walk by faith, we are expressing to God that we have confidence in Him and His Word. Walking by faith should be part of our daily routine. The more faith you have, the larger God will grow in your sight, in your vision, in your life. To walk by faith requires that we become familiar with the promises that God has given to us. The Bible is filled with promises for believers. Nothing is more encouraging or nurturing to our faith than reading the promises of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so spiritual sight, spiritual wisdom, comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.